Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The numbers, you wouldn't call them great for Le'Veon Bell once the actual dust settled in. Everyone took off their party hats and the confetti was done raining down as everyone celebrated the beginning of the new year for the NFL. Le'Veon Bell, who at first was rumored to be getting $35 million guaranteed from the Jets, he's not getting that much money from them. You see, 2 and 26 through year two, he'll have $26 million. That deal that the Steelers offered him would have been $33 million through 2 years. We bring on our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette, for more on that one. Not good for Bell and his agent, Adisa Bakari, huh, Ed?
Well, no. Everything's relative. You and I would take that money, and probably a lot of other running backs out there would take it. But for a guy who vowed over and over to, you know, reset the running back, and he was doing this for the future, you know, for all the backs of the future. Well, he did reset it. He set it back.
Did he? I always heard that people didn't necessarily think Bell was a bad teammate the way Antonio Brown started to poison the well here late. Did his words like that, did saying things like that, though, get kind of a negative effect once this actually came out that this contract was what it was, that people, I'm not saying people delighted in this, Ed, but people are definitely saying, I told you so to him. Did all of his words that I'm going to set the market kind of set him up for this with people?
Yeah, well, it did set him up. I mean, it's like when Andrew predicts the outcome of a game. He sets himself up for being wrong all the time.
I love that you threw that shot in. You threw that shot in though at the wrong time because he predicted a Pitt win and then his guys won.
Well, that's what I mean. He was a good teammate. He was a good guy. I thought, he dealt with the media straightforward. His teammates liked him right up until the time that, he said he was going to come in and then didn't, and they thought he was sabotaging their season because of it. So that's when that's when things started to turn, I think, for him with his teammates. But yeah, I think there are a lot of reasons. You know, his bravado and thumping his chest. I'm going to lead the way for the running backs in the future. I want guarantees. Blah 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 blah. And the fact that, the Steelers really, and what not galled me, because I don't care what they do, you know, I'm not part of the team, but just other guys like Maurice Jones-Drew saying, pay the man, pay the man. You know, that's what you heard a lot, pay the man. Well, they were making him the richest running back in history. It's not like they weren't trying to pay the man. He kept... it was a moving target, first of all. He kept up in the, his demands, and he just refused everything. And now he has pie on his face.
Is the tragedy of this for both sides, Ed, that in Bell's case, everyone assumed he was going to, if he got more money, be at a lesser team like the Jets, I don't know, and he ends up with less money for a team that is not positioned as well as the Steelers moving forward, and that the Steelers don't have him? Like, I don't want to look past that fact. I still feel like it would be much better for them had he signed that contract they offered him because they'd have Le'Veon Bell around.
I'm taking the opposite approach, Chris. I even said it last year, they shouldn't have tagged him. Just let him go. Use that money to help beef up your defense. And they didn't do it last year, but they're using that money now, and you can see it every day. They signed a cornerback. They signed a wide receiver. This is the gift that Le'Veon Bell is giving them, and I think they'll have enough of a running game that they don't need Le'Veon Bell. I'm sorry to say that, but James Conner had better numbers than him last year, better average. More than 100-yard games, and his receiving numbers weren't as big a number. He had 55, and I think 83 for Le'Veon was his season the year before, but he had a higher average. And they're going to add now. I think what this has done is it showed them that they need more than one running back.
Do you think they address that then in the draft? And if so, how high up in the draft would they go to pick one of these running backs if they did that?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be high, Chris. You know, they need that inside linebacker. They might use that third pick to help move up and get him in the first round. I could see them maybe getting a running back in the third round. I would be surprised if they go any higher because James is their man. They might not even get one until the fourth round. I thought they might sign a veteran here, and it's still early. They could still bring in some functional veteran to team with Samuels and Connor and move on. But I think you'll see them spread it out a little more. Mike Tomlin, I thought, made the mistake of just riding his horse until the wheels fell off, or you know, and he got hurt. Then you're turning into a guy who hasn't been playing much all year, or in Samuel's case, had you know, wasn't even a runner in college for much. So I think they do need to spread it out, and I think you'll see them do that.
Ed, speaking of, and we're talking to our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, speaking of needing to beef up on the defensive side of the ball, I feel like it's a tale of the two Devins, either Devin Bush or Devin White. Have you heard anything, like, early on, very preliminarily, of which of those two guys they might like better at inside
backer?
No,
I haven't. I mean, the one guy's going to go a lot higher than the other, so and I forget which Devin that is. But I think they'll have a shot at the second one. Of course, I thought were going to have a shot at one last year, and they were gone by the time they took their turn, and they weren't quick enough in trying to move up, and they lost him, and they wound up with a safety. So, but they better get him. They lost L.J. Fort, too, and whoever thought we'd be sitting here saying, oh, my God, they lost L.J. Fort. But the depth there is diminished.
I was going to say, it sounds like they need impact talent at the very top end as a starter, and then they need depth is what I'm inferring here.
Yeah, I think Bostic will probably be back. And then if you can find this rookie, if you can get this rookie and, you know, play him early right from the get-go, I don't know that would happen. But there's such a, you know, a fall-off there. Any rookie, you know, first-round pick would probably move right in. So, and then you'd have your depth. You have Matakevich, Vince Williams starting with the rookie, and then Bostic also. So you have four to start with there.
Ed, we had a guy on from Kansas City yesterday who hosts mornings out there on a sports talk station who said Steven Nelson, in his words, was, from what he observed, just a guy on that defense and did not seem all that enamored by what the Steelers were getting when they signed Steven Nelson. What have you been hearing about him from just, you know, the peanut gallery as to what he can bring?
That he's hot and cold. You know, he'll get beat and he'll make some plays. You know, they're paying him a lot of money. It's $25.5 million over 3 years. That's pretty good money. It's not Joe Hayden money, but, hey, it's an upgrade. That's what I know.
That's damning with faint. I was going to say that's damning with faint praise potentially when you're considering who he's an upgrade over on this.
Yeah,
defense.
I know, I know, but and I don't think, and this signing shows that they don't think that Artie Burns is going to snap out of it.
Well, where does that go down if that's the case? If they end up being correct, does he go down as one of their bigger first round busts really in a long time?
Yeah, him and Jarvis Jones, you know, will.
Of the Colbert era, I mean.
Be equal. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jarvis Jones was Colbert, right?
Yeah, I'm just thinking if there were any other ones. I narrowed it down after the fact there, but I was trying to think if Colbert had any other major busts.
I wrote about it just – oh, no, it's coming out this week. I'm sorry. I'm ahead of myself. I wrote Colbert's five best first-round picks and five worst first-round picks, and, you know, Jarvis is right up there, number one, but he really hasn't had any real bad first-round picks. But Artie Burns, I may have put him number two. I'm trying to think Ziggy Hood was up there. He wasn't a bust, not what you would call a bust, but if I'm picking five, I didn't pick five busts. I picked five worst. He would be there too. Kevin's done pretty good And when I say Kevin, you got to include Cowher when he was with him and Tomlin when he was with him, because they're the decision makers. They've done pretty good in the first round, I think, for the most part.
How do you think they did with this Dante Moncrief deal, Ed? Do you think that he is penciled in right now as the number two wide receiver for this team, or is James Washington going to have a reasonable chance to take that position?
Yeah, that'll be competition for sure. You can't pencil him in. They like James. You know, we'll see. This kid, I think, can get a little deep. And he had 4.4 speed when he came out of the combine. Now, that was 2014. But they don't time him after that. You know what I mean? They never
right.
time guys. So 4.4 is not bad for a wide receiver. At 6'2", what is he, 220? He's a big fella. So, you know, you think he'd be able to battle for balls. Now, he hasn't had great statistics, but he hasn't had great quarterbacks the last couple years thrown to him. You know, Andrew Luck, his last year in Indianapolis, was hurt. And he had Blake Bortles last year.
Oh, yeah, Blake Bortles. Calling him not a great quarterback is somehow a generous statement, and yet he still beat the Steelers at Heinz Field in the playoffs. All right, Ed, I'm going to ask you kind of a weird question, but it leads into a different statement. What do you think? I just turned 34, and we've been discussing this all day.
You old man, you.
I know, right? We've been discussing all day, like, when did you peak? When do you feel like you had your absolute best year of life? Like, you know, I'm wondering if I've already had it at 34. Craig can't decide. Craig's wife thinks he's already peaked at 32. So what was the best year for Ed Bouchette? Do you think that you hit your absolute peak at a certain specific age?
I'm going to sound like an athlete. I have yet to experience it. I still think it's ahead of me, Chris. You know, 40s, in your 40s is pretty good, looking back.
I hope
really.
So. Some guy called who was in his...
You can laugh.
Some guy called in his 40s and said that being in your 40s sucks. He talked about a physical decline that he was astonished by.
Well, I'm not talking... Well, if you stay in shape... You know, you maybe not see that decline as much as others. I've seen 45-year-olds who look like they're 65, and I've seen them who look like they're 30. So, hit the gym there, Chris.
Well, there's a reason. Thank you. That's going to be a drop for sure on this show. There's a reason I asked, though. I sent out a tweet that got me roasted two nights ago. I said I thought Baker might be better than Ben, or was better than Ben at this point, best quarterback in the division. People killed me for it, whatever. Then I actually went and looked at stats of some of Ben's contemporaries. I went with Favre, his best year, that great year in Minnesota, Brady, Manning, and Breeze. All of these guys have been spectacular at 37 or older. So I ask you, do you think Ben Roethlisberger, do you think we've already seen his best year as a Steelers quarterback?
I have a hard time judging that. I mean, usually, the man's been 3 Super Bowls and won 2. He's had some phenomenal seasons, and I think last year, despite what you know, the interceptions, his ratio was lower. He led the league in yards. I thought it was good, but he's really had some phenomenal seasons. But I'm not going to put a cap and say he can't have a better one at this time. I think he's still playing well. He's still in shape. He still has the arm, which is obviously important. And now maybe he doesn't have the pain in the neck receiver out there. He's crying all the time about not getting the ball. I was open and you didn't throw it to me. Maybe he'll just throw it to the guys who are open and not try and force the ball into one guy.
Ed, that was, well, that kind of took my next question right out of me. So I was going to ask you if you thought it was a legitimate, not a critique, but a legitimate thing that he threw picks because he was trying to get Antonio Brown the ball when he should. See, I'm 34, I'm declining. I can't even get the statement out, Ed. Before the draft.
What's the body going to be?
I know, right? The mind already going, the body going to just, it's going to be the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade for me. With the draft still yet to come, who's your favorite right now in this division? I know it's a ridiculous question. Are the Browns on paper the best team right this second?
Well, I have a problem with it because they got a new coach. They have a young quarterback in his second year. They've got to put all these working parts together as a team, and we saw sometimes that doesn't happen here. I think it's going to be a three-team race. I really do, between everybody but Cincinnati. I think Cleveland has a real – and I think oddsmakers have them the favorite right now. But I think they have a legit reason to be encouraged there. Fans, team, I mean, they've done a good job. It only took them 20 years, but they've done a good job of finally, you know, raising all kinds of hope in that town.
Ed, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Take care. Take care of that 34-year-old declining body.
Yeah, I'm seeing my best. So if anyone pays me from now on, they're paying for past production and not what I can do in the future. That's for sure. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.